Good morning. Welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Brad Myers, and we're going to be able to hear him soon in Elkhorn. So good morning to you, Brad.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Let's talk about you're going to be in Elkhorn on September 21, and we want to hear your music. So, Brad, I want to start with kind of your background. You're an Iowa boy, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah, I've lived in Iowa all my life. Been traveling around a little bit, but always called Iowa home, and always lived here.
And when did you start music?
Currently, with my kind of acoustic guitar and singing sort of stuff, I began that when I was 15, so just kind of early in high school. Kind of had music growing up in the house ever since I was a little kid. So all the way back since I can remember, even as a toddler.
Yeah, so your parents were involved, enjoyed music and involved with music. You know, sometimes it's just a matter of singing while you're working.
That's exactly right. my parents both enjoy music and play and sing as well. So we always had instruments in the home, and that definitely made it more accessible.
Okay, so you mentioned your guitar. Do you play any other instruments?
Yeah, the first instrument I kind of was really intrigued with as a kid was the drums. And, you know, even at, like, football games or a parade or something like that, the drums always really got me excited when I was really young. And I continue to play drums and different percussion instruments quite a bit. And I enjoy playing a lot of other instruments as well. But in terms of performing, the acoustic guitar, or really anything guitar, is still my main interest.
Mm-hmm. So that's what you'll be bringing to Elkhorn with you?
Yeah, this trip down, I'll be bringing my guitar.
Okay. And in Elkhorn, you're going to be playing a single, so to speak, right?
Yeah, this show, I'll be playing a solo show with my singing and my guitar.
Okay. Because I understand you have a band, or you have had a band, and traveled some with that band. Let's talk a little bit about that band.
Yeah, that's definitely one of the biggest... maybe you say resources that has helped me develop as a musician all together. And the band that kind of begun about 2.5-3 years ago, I was up in Cedar Falls with some friends that I met that attended the university up there at Northern Iowa. And we've kind of gone separate paths now. Actually, three of them are pursuing music and other kind of arenas, I guess you'd say, and two of them currently live in Nashville and are doing a little bit of professional music here and there.
Mm-hmm. So have they worked with anybody whose name we'd kind of go, oh yeah, I know who that is?
Sure, that's a real good question. I know one of my friends actually has been on tour. I think even last week he was in Florida and all the way up to Canada, pretty much across the U.S. with a group that does some Christian events, and then this last summer he went on, I'm sorry, on a Christmas tour, he went and played with a little, I believe, with Mark Schultz. I'm not super familiar with him, but I've heard a couple of his songs on the radio around here, Central Iowa, and then the other friend has played I think a few gigs real recently with some other sort of Christian artists as well.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of them are, I guess you could say, up-and-coming people.
Kind of like yourself.
Yeah.
And, you know, that always fascinates me, Brad. And we're visiting with Brad Myers, who's going to be performing in Elkhorn. Always fascinates me, Brad, to hear how different band members kind of go back and forth and they're backup for a variety of people that seem to be very flexible in terms of who they're working with.
Yeah, it really is fairly interchangeable, especially when it comes to kind of the backup musicians and singers. And there really is a network and a group of people that kind of work with many different artists. For example, you mentioned them being flexible. My drummer that I used to play with quite frequently got a call to do a pretty good gig in Illinois, and he showed up, and they had their first practice and met the main singer of the band. He met the main singer of the band just 3 or 4 hours before they went on and played for, I don't know, maybe 1,000 people or something. So that's not too out of the ordinary, actually.
You have to be a really, I think, really good musician, really know your music and different styles of music and so on to be able to fit in with that. But now I understand when you were with that band, the band that you sort of put together, that was when you first put an album out there.
Yeah. I had kind of, for years, you know, being familiar with different instruments, when I would write a song of my own, putting my own lyrics down to different notes and music, heard these sort of voices or other instruments and ideas in my head. So when I met actual people to play those things, it was really, really exciting and fresh. Really, I had 5 or 6 years of music that hadn't ever actually been expressed in a full band type setting. And when we first got the opportunity to play a little bit together, and we were playing shows kind of all across Iowa, it was a lot of fun, and we decided to kind of go with that next step and put it out on a recorded disc, and kind of did the whole project sort of the professional, I guess, route, you could say. And we had a lot of fun doing that, and quite a bit of success that we were really really pleased with.
Mm-hmm. And the CD is entitled Early Attempts. I'm guessing you may bring some of those with you to Elkhorn.
Yeah, I'll be bringing those with, and it's also available online a little bit. It's a 4-song disc that you can get on iTunes, or the hard copy has a kind of a little typical CD case with some pictures and a little more information. But they sell online for about $4 or $5, and you can pick them up at the show.
Okay. And if we want to go online, we can go to Brad Myers, M-E-Y. No, there's no E in there, is there, Brad?
M-Y-E-R-S.
Music.com. We'll mention that again. But Brad, now you mentioned when we were talking about this band that a lot of your work is writing the songs.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do that? I just have no way to know. How does somebody do that?
It's for me, it's a pretty, I don't know, it's not a weird process. But when the music and the words and when it's kind of flowing, it tends to happen pretty quick. And what I've realized lately, just the more experiences you can be involved in, the more the change of environment and scenery is great inspiration for writing songs. A few songwriters that I have a lot of respect for, I know they spend just weeks out in maybe like on the coast of Southern California or even Hawaii. And it just, they get themselves in an ideal situation to write the kind of music that they want to write. But for me, it doesn't happen real often, but when it does, to write a song, the music and the words just kind of flow together. And a lot of the songs I've written, I've probably written about 13 or 15 complete songs, and have about 7 songs kind of in the works right now. But when I do write a song, it pretty much can happen in a couple hours in terms of the initial kind of laying the ground level, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. So your inspiration comes from probably your surroundings, but you don't have to go somewhere far away.
Yeah, it's like I said here real recently, just the more I've kind of gotten out, this summer has been real good to have a lot of fun experiences, and I have a lot of songs that are written kind of for or about specific, you know, people, friends, and relationships that have been close to me in my life. So that tends to be the inspiration or motivation behind my songwriting. I try not to write anything unless it's important or meaningful to me. I try to be pretty careful not to waste my I guess songwriting or anyone else's listening time with anything that's not important to me, I guess.
Okay. So if we want to hear more of what's important to you, of course, we can come over to Elkhorn out there on the stage. It's all free, And that's on Wednesday, September 21st, starting at 7 o'clock. And then just to add a little extra, there's going to be an ice cream social. And, of course, you will have your CDs there for people to purchase. So they need to come on over and meet Brad Myers.
Yeah, that's great. I'm really looking forward to the show. We had to move it back initially from, I think it was July, when we had that really, really hot
Oh, yes.
Weeks there. The whole outdoor environment and seeing some family and friends, I'm really looking forward to coming down next week on Wednesday.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much, Brad Myers, for visiting with us.
Thanks for having me. I'll see you soon.
Till next time, here's the thought. The pursuit of happiness is the chase of a lifetime.